Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, take me back to last night just before 11 o'clock. Where were you and what was happening down in Chignik Lagoon before?
Well, I had gotten done taking a long hike with my girls, and then we went and cleaned out the smokehouse, and they had ice cream at Grandma's house. So I decided to take them to the school and run a little bit of CMOF. And we were there just checking on things at the school and making sure everything is locked down. And it started rocking and rolling in that school. And it was funny because all those kids are really trained well to duck under a table, and that's exactly what they did. They ran for cover, and so it rocked and rolled for a few minutes or a few seconds, I guess, and then it kind of stopped, and we thought, okay, it's over. But then it just started right back up with just as much strength as before. So I was kind of watching the paper towel rolls bounce from one side of the paper towel container to the other side of the container. And so as soon as it kind of calmed down a little bit, we jumped in the car and ran from my parents' house, which is a lot higher ground than my house is. And we hung out there for a little bit and connected with the internet and just kind of checked to see if there were any tsunami warnings. After we stayed there for about 45 minutes or so, we decided it was safe to go home. We hadn't heard of any tsunami warnings. And we came home to broken blueberry syrup from the falling off the pantry shelves, and my clock had fallen off the wall and broke, and we had messes to clean up all over the place.
Oh, well, it sounds like it could have been worse. I don't want to make light of it, but also, were you surprised there were no tsunami warnings from the quake last night?
Yeah, I definitely was. I'm not exactly sure as to why, because usually we get something, you know, some sort of warning or, you know, advisory, something like that, but there was nothing.
Did others sort of make for high ground in Lagoon? You're a little bit away from the coast, but I imagine if a tsunami was strong enough, you'd really have some effects there.
Well, we have a sand spit in the lagoon. We have a sand spit that kind of stretches out to the opening of the lagoon, and we're pretty protected by that. If a wave did come, I'm pretty sure it would break it. The village has often tried to get funding for a tsunami center, but that was one of the reasons why we've been able to get funding, is because we're pretty protected. But yeah, some people did go for higher ground, and it was pretty exciting. Everybody was on the phone talking to each other and, just touching base and making sure everybody else was okay. It's one of those times that the community really comes together.
Well, that's good to hear. Nancy, how did last night's quake stand out in your mind compared to other quakes you've experienced through your life? A caller earlier today compared this one to 1964.
Well, I wasn't alive in 64.
Of course.
So, you know, when I don't know why, but I remember third grade really, really well. And it was like we were having an earthquake once a week in third grade. But yeah, I've been through some strong earthquakes. I think there was a 7.1 at one point down this way, but you know, we survive. We're strong.
Tell me how your girls responded. Were they thrilled and excited, or frightened, or what was their general response last night?
You know, at first they did exactly what they've been trying to do all those years in school. They ran for the tables and they got underneath door frames, and we had four of them, and then I had another teenager who was kind of hanging out with us too, and he was probably the most scared. He's like, I'm out of here. And he ran out of the building, and then he ran back in. He's like, come on, you guys. So it was kind of comical, but
won't name him.
Yeah,
let's not name him here.
No, I won't. But the girls, my girls did, you know, they got under tables, and I have two little ones, a 10-year-old and an 8-year-old, and they were probably the most scared. We had to kind of put headphones in one little girl's ears so that she wouldn't listen to the after talk, you know, how everybody is excitedly talking about, you know, tsunamis and things like that, and we were afraid of nightmares, so we put headphones in her ears and just kind of held her tried to calm her down a little bit, but it was scary for them.
I imagine it was. Well, good news that so far no reports of any major damage or injuries from last night's earthquake. Nancy Anderson in Chignik Lagoon, thank you so much for coming on the program to tell us more about it from the closer location you were at last night.
Sure, no problem. Thanks for calling.